The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. It's some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
There's always going to be a but with everything you do in life, you know. And at the same time, we could be sitting here 0-3, or our opponents could be sitting there 3-6, you know. So I look at it as, man, you respect the game. And on any Sunday, any team can be beat. So, you know, we go out there on Sundays. We don't get caught up in who it is that we're playing, you know. It's all about trying to make this team better, trying to move in the right direction. And
you know, we were talking about athletes, teams having a chip on their shoulder, and I can see how the Broncos this week would have a chip on their shoulder with the Yah Buck crowd out there, both locally and nationally, poking holes into their 3-0 start. However, you've talked about this a lot. Aqib Talib talks about this, how often games are won Monday through Saturday. I get the idea that when you go out there on Sunday, once you start colliding with people, all that rah-rah, chip-on-my-shoulder stuff kind of goes away.
Sure.
But if it helps give you an advantage as you're prepping during the week, that rallying cry, then it can make a difference, right?
Absolutely. If it's an attention to detail focus thing, I mean, you know, most guys are professionals. They're gonna prep, and their prep isn't going to change regardless of what bulletin board material has been out there. But there are a few guys that will heighten their awareness, maybe put in a few extra hours, or at least, even if they're not putting in extra time, the time they're putting in is more focused and more pointed time. And that's where it's like Aqib says, or like I've said many times, it's the Monday through Saturday thing. When you are hyper alert and hyper aware of what you're trying to accomplish, that's when you have a chance to be really good.
Next on the Morning Brew.
It's a unique bond. You know, we're both from South Florida, 32nd pick in the draft. Both got strong mothers, have so much in common. And I'm happy for all the success that he's had in his career. Been following him since he got to Louisville. Everyone knew of him from the Vine video. But, man, it's great that, you know, he's made all the strides that he's made, you know, throughout the course of his career.
Boy, mutual admiration society when it comes to Teddy Bridgewater and Lamar Jackson. And you got a little bit of the background there, South Florida.
We got a Jackson 5.
Both went to Louisville. He was the, what, Lamar was the 32nd overall pick? That's right. Yeah, they both were the 32nd pick, yeah. And both teams, Minnesota and Baltimore, traded back in to get these guys. So
they were guys that were coveted. The guys
Teddy
that were
could
wanted.
Just play to Lamar's level. How about that?
Well, different. I mean, completely. You know, it's amazing how two completely different quarterbacks. Where Teddy was really classically trained in West Coast, like all the way back to his Louisville days, and Lamar is like two different styles of playing quarterback, but both playing at an incredibly high level right now. So really cool. It's going to be a great matchup.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Good 10 seconds. See Trevor can get a leg hit here. Keeble could get it.
Dick shot. Well, yesterday you and I were debating whether or not Trevor Story would be back next year. I put it at 60-40 he would. You put it at 70-30 he wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Can I amend that?
Yes, you can.
Because yesterday
was a farewell tour.
Oh boy, did it feel like it. Story ran out onto the field by himself first, and it had all the makings and feelings and atmosphere of a farewell.
Do you think
I knew how to quit you.
The folks in the stands, do you think they realized that it was a goodbye to, do you think they took it that way?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, first of all, a Wednesday afternoon with rain in and out of the forecast in September, the people who were there, and there weren't many.
Uh-huh.
They were legit Rockies fans, baseball fans. They know. And right. Trevor Story sent him out with a bang. 4-for-4, 3 runs scored. Yeah, I think I'm going to go in.
Right now, you know what he's doing those last two games? Sending a message to the rest of the league. Hey, guys. I'm still really good. Yeah, I'm still really good.
Can't wait for that sandwich pick. And listen, I love sandwiches.
Oh, you do.
I love me a good
delicious.
Sandwich. Love me a good sandwich.
Yes.
I'm a sandwich guy. But if that's all you're going to get for Trevor Story when he walks as a free agent, says one sandwich pick.
A sandwich pick.
Sandwich pick.
Wow.
Boy, there's going to be a lot of pressure on that pick, huh?
Right. You're playing the Trevor Story role. Good luck, sandwich pick.
Yeah. You will forever be known as the guy we got for Trevor Story walking.
Right. And Nisa, what kind of sandwich does it need to be, though?
It'll be a good sandwich.
Oh, my gosh. It's got to have the pristine deli meats in there.
Oh, yes. Yes. And it's got to have the you can't skimp on the mustard. It's got to be, you know, like really
delicious,
like stone ground.
Have you ever gone to? I'm off track right now. But you ever gone
really?
Have you gone to Potbelly's?
Yeah.
Do you ever get the wreck with the hot peppers?
Oh yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
sandwiches,
delicious.
Oh yeah.
Next in the morning, bro.
On my way home, I was a little frustrated, upset, and I punched a wall. So that's how it happened.
Good brain.
I know James Marilat, who'll be joining us here in just a couple of minutes. He's going to go off on this, so I'll let him really take off on this. But Milwaukee will be without top setup reliever Devin Williams for the playoffs after he broke his pitching hand punching a wall after having a few drinks following Sunday's game that clinched the National League division title. This is something that is so dumb about baseball. And I would think you as an athlete probably chuckle and roll your eyes whenever you see it. Major League Baseball teams celebrate champagne, beer, goggles after they clinch a playoff spot.
Sure.
After they win a wild card game.
Yeah, I've been in one of those locker rooms.
Yeah. Oh, they're a blast.
Yeah.
But they do it after every playoff series or wild card win.
Right.
If you win a World Series as a wild card team, you will do this 5 times. 5 times. There isn't another sport that they do that. Where they literally, hey, let's cover everything in plastic and bring out the bubbly and start spraying Budweisers around after every playoff series win or playoff victory. It's the only sport that does it. You like it? Or does it look a little stupid?
No, I kind of like it.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Then you're jealous of baseball for the amount of times that they celebrate.
No, I'm not jealous. I just kind of like what they do.
Do you wish the football did it?
No, that would be stupid.
Okay.
I mean, they're baseball right. players, you know.
Point made.
They're baseball players.
We eventually got to where I figured we'd go.
Yeah.
Took a little while.
We don't do that.
You know, brought in sandwiches along the way, but right. I got there. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. The aforementioned James Marilat joins us coming up next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.